You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. Oh, man, Corey Majors, the famous Alec Medford. And right now, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Swaggy Booties on the Twitch says, man, not going to lie, those glasses, Alec. Oh, hold on. Never mind. I thought they said something different. Never mind.
Well, Alec, they should have said they're fire.
They look
fire.
Amazing is what I think. I misread it.
You talking now, mess now?
I was some Swaggy Booties wants to fight you, I think.
What? Oh, no.
Sounds like, yep.
Oh, I got to log in and see now.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. It was I think they look amazing. Guys,
I do too.
Do we want to start with sports or do we want to start with nonsense? 877-881-1053. I'll wait.
Sports.
All right. I saw this morning and I was kind of curious. We haven't talked about Micah enough, I feel. Clarence Hill tweeted out, play your franchise quarterback in the preseason.
Facts.
Micah Parsons quote tweeted and said, this is what's needed. We've just become soft in my generation. You've got to figure out what's wrong in the preseason. They will become better from it.
Man. So it is really, interesting to hear Schottenheimer yesterday describe like, oh, well, we have different ways of evaluating, you know, who's doing this and who's doing what. And then part of me is like, then what is the point of even having preseason games? Is it just because you're like, these players have been around for a while? Okay, you don't have any questions about this player coming off an injury that you would like to see in a game? Because I feel like I would.
Now the Twitch is calling me a snitch. I was just trying to, I was trying to incorporate y'all into the show. And then my bad, guys. I don't want to lose my friends on the Twitch. I agree with Nick Harris, what he said this morning, Kevin, about it seems like it's an experiment with Joe Milton. Unfortunately, there are guys whose jobs and careers might be on the line whenever you're running this experiment.
Right.
And so you really do have to take that into account, too. Do you already have your receiver group figured out? Then you don't need to worry about what Joe Milton's passes to them are.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling me.
Sure.
Is we aren't concerned about our wide receiver room. We already know who we want. And those practices, you know, we talked with Mickey a lot while you were out, Kevin. I was like, hey, explain Malik Davis a little bit here. Well, can he go back and do and practice what he just did in the game?
Yeah.
Can these guys be consistent from practice to the game? Are they just game time guys? You know, these are the things you're trying to figure out. But I completely agree with Micah. Playing makes you better. The more you play,
Yeah.
The more you're going to learn about the game. Now, if you're bad, that's a different thing.
Right.
If you're just bad and you're never going to be good, you're never going to be good.
Oh.
But I do think that I personally think that Joe Milton can grow. He's got a lot of work to do. Footwork, understanding where he wants to go with things. But I agree with you, man.
Is it possible, and this is the proper context, so I don't want to hear it, that Joe Milton is a grower and not a shower? I use it in the proper football context.
Hopefully the growth will turn into showth. Does that work?
When you started that sentence, I cannot tell you how much I was hoping you would say showth. I like ate an unreasonable amount.
So we'll go from that to Oklahoma.
I've been there.
Where I've also been to Oklahoma. The Sooners are offering fans a chance to attend post-game news conferences for a price. Now, here's the thing I can't figure out. I don't know how many of these packages are available.
Right.
It's like, because you've been in these press conference rooms. Not all of them are big.
Yes, that is true.
And the other thing, I'll get to the thing that I hope they don't do. But they say it's one of the, quote, Sooner magic memories offering the program has created to give fans greater access this season. The cost for two people to sit in on a media session after the Oklahoma-Michigan non-conference showdown, $692.11.
Why can't it just be $692?
For the SEC home opener against Auburn, $576.86.
I don't.
Quote, get exclusive post-game media access for you and one guest and see where real-time reactions unfold. Hear OU coaches and players address reporters moments after the final whistle. Watch the story take shape through the questions, the insights, and the atmosphere that sets the headlines.
Can I make a guess?
Illinois State openers, $461.61.
Man, really feels like a slap in the face to Illinois State. You just hope they don't allow them to get involved, right?
That too. Don't clap.
Yes.
When you're in a news conference, unless you're just glad it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, you know, when you're on an airplane and everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so happy that we're landed safely. And
yeah.
I see Kevin clap almost every time we land because the landing's the part you don't like.
I do not care for the landing of the plane.
I don't like taking off. But, Kevin, guess what? I watched TikTok the other day. This pilot was explaining why you have a dip when you go taking off. You know, sometimes you're going up and all of a sudden you feel like you're sinking and you're like, what's happening? Is the plane going down? No, evidently he's turning off some thrusters or something. Because certain areas, neighborhoods, don't want loud noises over their neighborhood. And so he has to do certain things. Yeah, it's wild.
It kind of sucks when you're like being a pilot. You're like, also, you have to worry about Cherry Street.
Yeah.
They really don't want it loud when you're landing your plane.
Yeah. And so, and there's also some sort, you know, they're putting those little things that make the wind and resistance.
What?
He said
words. Did you say make the wind?
He said words, Kevin, that pilots know.
Okay.
I am not a pilot, and I didn't write down the words he said.
Okay.
So that's why. But yeah.
You talk about the pitch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Did you watch the same video?
No.
Are you a pilot?
No. I did watch a lot of Wings, though.
You stayed at Holiday Inn Express.
Do they still make those commercials?
Well, we did, though. Regarding this OU thing, though, it's a good way to make some extra cash. Again, if they're charging $500 for this, that's not a lot. I feel like you could actually charge more for this.
Agreed.
Because I remember Mickey telling me once, Bill Parcells, I was at one of his press conferences, and we were all cracking up because Bill was just holding court. It was bye week. And so he was kind of just holding court. And Mickey goes, I should be charging you for access to this.
Right.
And I was like, no, it was entertaining. But there is a responsibility that the media has when they're there. So don't get in the way of their job, for one. And how much extra money can you make off this? $500, let's say it's 10 people a game.
Okay.
Does that seem high or low?
Yeah, I think it'll be higher than that. But even if you say 20, now we're talking about, what, $10,000?
Yeah, and that's a couple players right there.
And if you do it for every game, so now let's just say for some of the bigger programs, $70,000, and that's just a start. You know they're going to expand different aspects of this.
Have you ever heard of a college?
I have not.
So maybe OU's on the cutting edge of this. And because they've always been on the cutting edge of finding ways to pay their players.
Look, if it is just you get to be there, I see the appeal of that. I also kind of sort of wonder if they're 10 to 15 years late on this. What I mean is it feels like you can access these press conferences a lot easier than like back in the day. That was like one of the things that made newspapers pop so much. You're like, hey, this guy was at the press conference. Here's what happened. Whereas now I can just be like, yeah, no, I heard it.
Yeah. I will say though, like those, you know, I wonder if they're able to see the walk off and experience that, because if that's the case, is that coach going to be talking about the same things
that is typically talk about a good off record? Question.
So that's an interesting thing. And I wonder if other schools are going to get involved with it. Kevin, Alec, do you like meatballs?
Yes.
I'd say so.
All right. Good, good, good. Tulane ate 10,880 meatballs.
Oh, that feels like a lot.
During training camp, and they're bragging about it on their Twitter. They said, one thing about the Wave is that we are going to set the standard in everything that we do. Total meatballs consumed during fall camp, 10,880. And I ask you now, gentlemen, what's the one thing you would find on a Super Bowl spread that you think you could eat 10,880 of? Because that's on a Super Bowl spread. Ooh. Like, you're going to walk up, you see a meatball and some toothpicks. And you're
Show me your meat.
Yeah, I can knock these out. By the way, can of grape jelly, some cayenne pepper, and meatballs. Fantastic game day item.
See, I'm running into a conundrum here, Alec, because what I want to say is pigs in a blanket, but I feel like that is a nonsense argument because you're combining a food and an extra bread on
the
there.
Blanket.
Yeah, that feels like that.
It's your thing, slow dude. You down. It's your thing, but I mean,
I think I could eat the most of that, but you're talking about insane numbers.
Blanket are so good too.
Yes, oh my gosh. They are.
And wings, I think wings qualify, but I'm not eating 10,000 wings. I just can't do it.
Right.
Meatballs.
Well, one would argue you're not personally eating 10,000 of any of these things off of a Super Bowl spread
yet.
That's
from the 817, the little wieners and barbecue sauce. Little smokies is what those are called, fellas, just in case. Alec?
You know, Carter actually had a great idea. Something smaller like popcorn or any kind of candy that's available for sure.
Ooh.
I honestly...
10,000 popcorn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See?
Because like one popcorn, please.
Yeah. That's 10,000 candy corn.
I often say that at the movies.
like popcorn.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, I don't know how disaffected movie workers are already, but can you imagine if you walked up and said, "I'll take 573 pieces of popcorn, please"? They might punch you in the face.
You know what? I do like the little Smokies idea. And you know, I think it was the Super Bowl last year. Me and my dad got like a bucket of those mini pretzel dogs from Auntie Anne's.
Oh, yeah.
They sell like buckets. We got one of those and our goal was just to finish it by the end of the game. And we did. So I think I could house 10,000 of those easy.
Wow.
10,000's a lot.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 is a lot. But I think I think it'd be worth it. Yeah, I like that. I like it. That's good. Peanuts also are an option. I would like one peanut, sir.
How many, realistically, how many peanuts or honey roasted peanuts do you think you could eat?
So I did find out recently, peanuts, sometimes my stomach doesn't like them.
Oh.
But I used to love peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
A million.
You cannot eat a million.
You can't tell me what I can do.
Yes, I will.
Oh, are you concerned about my health here? Is that why?
Absolutely not. I'm concerned about you wasting my money when I go out and try to buy a million peanuts to try to get you to eat during the show.
But I'll
this
prove
is
it
a
to
very
you.
Specialized nut.
guys, new information's out there.
Mm.
Evidently, and I don't know how y'all feel about this. 42% of people who waited in line to meet characters at the Disney parks last year were childless adults.
Really?
So adults showing up because it's expensive, dude, and they finally have the money to be able to go to Disney, and they're like, I'm not taking those kids. Jeez, that's expensive.
It is an unfair dynamic of society that the things you would enjoy the most at a certain age you could never afford.
Never afford, and your parents probably can't afford it either. They're like, no, I'll go. You can't.
That, for me, that was when I bought the boxes of 1990 Leaf Baseball, and I was like, I can afford both series. And when I was a kid, I was like, I hope I can afford a pack today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Think it's okay to be at Disney as an adult without a child?
100%. Let me try that again. 98%.
Okay.
Because of that 42%, I do not believe all 42% are just fun-loving adults who love Disney.
Oh, you think that they're there as spies?
I think there's a little, like, just a few in there that probably
think they're really living in a Disney movie?
To go to Disney.
Okay, I see.
I'm not kidding about that. And, but for the most part, I think they're just fun-loving people.
And lastly, I read this, Alec. I just hope you enjoy this as much as I did this morning. I found this on Men's Humor, at Men's Humor. It says, Kevin knows what he wants. And then it says, Kevin, 21, 9 miles away. You know what that means.
Oh.
This is a swipe right situation. Here's Kevin. Hey, what's up? I'm Kevin. I like to take girls out for a massive plate of barbecue ribs on the first date.
Ooh.
I judge them according to how many and how aggressively they consume them. Whoever defeats me in this poor kind of fate endeavor shall become my warrior bride. I'll set nations ablaze at her feet just to watch the flames dance in her eyes. Our love will be beautiful in its violence as a tempest hits the Bering Strait. And should it dies as it began, with a mound of bones between us. And I was like, that is awesome.
And it's pretty romantic.
Until I read the reply from some woman. I am your ideal woman, 6'8", 250 pounds of pure muscle. I only eat beef. I will bear a child sure to lead nations. Will be roughly the size of a Viking. I cannot read and do not want to learn. I own 19 dirt bikes and they all have flames on the side. inventor of what is commonly known as aggravated assault.
Oh, look, my God.
Looking
what?
For a very compact man to ride on my shoulders so I look cool. And I just felt like the world
of what is commonly known as aggravated assault. Although that line about I own 19 dirt bikes and all of them have the flames on the side.
And that is why I love the, you know what? A lot of people say the internet and the world's, well, you know, they don't like it. That's one of the reasons I do. And that is the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
Alec, how much more excited would you be on a first date if the girl showed up and like she said she had a dirt bike or actually rode it in and she was like, yeah, put the flames on the side because it makes it go faster.
I would be impressed. Yeah. It would get my attention real quick. I'd say, yeah, we got some learning to do here.
And that was fun.
I'll be your backpack.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here. My God, what has happened to the show? On 105.3 The Fan, coming up next.
I love it,
It's time for the Tuesday tailgate. Did Michigan get off easy, and who is the worst team in all of college football? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Manning going through the progressions. The touch, no doubt. Found the freshman. Let him work some magic. 17 yards. Redshirt freshman Arch Manning. True freshman Ryan Wingo.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for the Tuesday tailgate. And as is always the case, we bring in Carter Freeman.
What's up? What's up?
For the Tuesday tailgate. Carter, you pretty much made it, buddy.
By this point next week, we'll have games to talk about.
I know.
I think that's a wonderful thing.
How excited are you for even just any game? Because I know some people are like, obviously they're gearing up for Ohio State, Texas. I get all that. But how excited are you for just the existence and actual playing of college football?
I can't wait. I mean, we get Farmageddon in Ireland, which is a combination of words I feel like should never be said. But that's, we get, you know, Iowa State and Kansas State. Start the season off in Dublin. Which,
that's this Saturday, right?
That's this coming Saturday, yeah, for sure. So if next time I'm on, we'll have that game to talk about, as well as several other smaller games. I mean, you get UNLV hosting Idaho State. You get the annual Hawaii game in week zero. They host Stanford. But one, I know these aren't the big time matchups we're about to get this coming Saturday, but one, it's college football, so why wouldn't you want to watch? And two, a lot of these guys that you're going to see maybe at UNLV or Western Kentucky or any of the FCS teams that are playing, they'll be playing on bigger teams next year.
Right.
So this is last year. I talked about this on Bet Nation with Zach and Eric this weekend. This is where I found Devin Dampier, who is now Utah's starting quarterback. He was at New Mexico, and he lit up whatever team they played. I think they still lost, but I was like, this kid can play, and I'm really excited to watch him more. Then he goes to Utah, so this year, get to see him on a bigger stage. So just know, if you might see a player that you think is awesome, you'll see him playing in the SEC or the Big Ten probably next season.
Now, we don't necessarily need to get into the idea of what Corey was just talking about with the press access for Oklahoma, but the part that fascinated me was making the money, and then you see like Middle Tennessee is going to wear just one helmet to go with their two different jerseys this year because they said it'll save them $670,000, which then they will, of course, put into football program and NIL. Or do you think because of the, I guess, restrictions, if you want to say, or rules that have been put in place, you're going to see more teams try more create, or more schools try more creative things to create NIL money?
Yeah, revenue is king. And that Middle Tennessee thing is very interesting because in my mind, a lot of the Group of Five schools or smaller schools, that would be a way they would attract recruits, was by having different uniforms. And
yeah,
like they don't have kind of the history like an Ohio State or a Michigan might have with how they look. So like, hey, this is something you get to wear, right? That was really appealing 15 years ago. Now that's going away. But yeah, it's whatever way you can come up with experiences, just whatever people can and will pay for, because I was telling y'all during the break, I'm an OU grad.
Right.
I would never pay to go sit in a press conference like that. That is not for me. That is 100% something someone's going to buy.
Oh,
and they wouldn't offer
agreed.
It unless someone was going to buy it. So I'm, as the season goes along, I'm very curious to see, you know, what, like you guys are talking about with the walk-offs, like what all you get to experience along with that.
Now we've got options with Tennessee, Syracuse, Ohio State, any particular starting quarterback you want to zero in, either because you want to talk about the player or you were surprised at the direction they went. I know Ohio State's gotten a lot of attention just because they have the marquee game right out the blocks.
Well, there's really, this is something I saw from On3 today, is most of the quarterback competitions haven't really been surprising. Like, okay. There's usually not a underdog that ends up winning this. So, like, Ohio State, Julian Sayin played a little bit last year, but he was pretty much the favorite the whole time, and he's going to end up being the starter there. Tennessee basically had to pivot to Joey Aguilar, in my mind, because of the Nico Iamaleava situation.
Yes.
So in a lot of these quarterback battles that are pretty much ending since we're starting soon, like I saw today, Notre Dame named C.J. Carr their starting quarterback, who is the grandson of Lloyd Carr, the old Michigan
coach.
Head coach. Oh. So if you want to feel old, there you go. But yeah, it's mostly, I feel like the people who you expected to win the jobs are winning the jobs.
Now, speaking of Michigan, and I might just be, I don't know, I might just be too pessimistic about this whole deal. To me, if I'm a major university when it comes to football, I would gladly pay $20 million to win a national title.
Oh, yeah.
So when Michigan,
absolutely.
When Michigan gets hit with a $20 million fine, which is
the biggest fine,
yes.
That like ever given out, except outside of the Penn State.
Yeah.
You know, situation from 15 years ago for on-field cheating that was caught. This is the biggest fine ever levied by the NCAA.
Is it wild to you at all that there was nothing else, but like with Jim Harbaugh, I'm surprised they didn't just say, hey, you got a 10-year suspension. You're already in the midst of facing a different suspension. So the show cause actually goes through 2038. I'm surprised they didn't even go with something harsher than that. It feels to me like Michigan got off light and they're like $20 million for national title, deal. Lord knows, A&M, we've spent way more for way less.
Yeah, 100%. That any school would pay for that. And schools have paid for that in the past. I mean, SMU with the Pony Express. There's so many things in the history of college football. You will cheat until you get caught.
Yes.
And there used to be some, the NCAA obviously used to have a lot more power. And they, you know, canceled SMU's program for several years and set it back by 30 years. It's taken them that long from that to get back. But now NIL, everything the schools have at their own power, because it's so much more about, you know, the schools and the money and what they can do themselves, they don't fear the NCAA. And there's no reason to, because this is about as much as they can do, and they didn't take Michigan's title away. So everyone knows Michigan cheated. Michigan more or less admitted it themselves. In the court of public opinion, Michigan lost, but they still get to hang the 2023 CFP champion flag or banner or whatever you may have you at Michigan Stadium for the rest of time. So if I'm Louisville from 2013 when they got their basketball title stripped away, I'm like,
right,
give that back.
Right.
Michigan did stuff that was worse than what we did and they got to keep it. Like there, and we saw this today, not quite the same thing. Did you guys see Auburn claimed 7 previous national titles?
Oh, hey, we've done that.
So they are claiming all these titles that were given by NCAA selectors. Right. So it used to be where, like, you know, AP or the coaches poll would give out, hey, like, this is our national champion for this year. Usually it'd be, you know, pretty even across the board. But if a NCAA recognized selector said, hey, we recognize them as national champions, Auburn's just claiming it. So they've gone from 2 to 9 and they're going to put up signs
tremendous.
In their stadium about this.
Oh, so pressure's on, Alabama. So I want to kind of switch gears just a little bit, but you did mention Auburn. They're going to retire Cam Newton's jersey. That
yes.
makes all the sense in the world. Is the least surprising thing you've heard of the college football offseason that Bill Belichick will not be doing the weekly radio program? Because they were like, he's opting out of this tradition. I was like, come on. Once you made that deal, you had to know. There's no way he was doing that, right?
And once all of the off-season stuff with his girlfriend happened, he's going to stay as far away from that as possible. I believe he did a weekly in New England with whatever the Patriot station was up there. But
I think so,
our sister station. But this is obviously a lot different.
Yeah. Now, Corey, I want your guess, and then I want Carter's guess.
Yes or not, yes.
Oregon State.
Ooh, who is the worst team in college football? In top level college football, excuse me.
um, If you say UNT, I might punch you.
In the football bowl, you subdivision, even though it's not really that.
It's not UNT. Who is starting a guy who's made one career start? He hadn't started since ninth grade up until their bowl game last year, and now he's the starter, so good for him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
North Texas, by the way, 95.
Idaho.
Okay.
They're not FBS anymore.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Or they dropped down a level.
Sorry, buddy.
Like 10 years ago. Get with the times.
And if you say the Aggies, I would say good guess of Utah State. They're 120 out of 136.
South Carolina State.
They're also FCS. I believe the correct answer is Kent State.
Why do you say Akron. That? What? Akron 132 out of 136.
Alcorn State.
So that, what did you say? Foghorn State?
Alcorn.
Oh, okay.
Also FCS.
Dang
Kent,
it.
Kent State has been bad for like 15 years now. And the thing about them too, they always schedule this like Death Star trench run of top, SEC yes. and Big Ten teams. Like last year, they played Washington, OU, and Georgia like 3 weeks in a row or something like that. Or maybe that was a couple years ago. But I Kent State is usually they've had a tough go with this, so I would guess them.
Corey, this feels like insult added to injury. Not only did the Athletic put Kent State last at 136. Here's the blurb. The only winless team of 2024 now has an interim head coach and little reason for optimism.
Oh! I just found this, Kevin. This is the bottom five.
Okay.
This is from CBS Sports.
Why are you saying things like that?
Kent State.
There you go.
UMass, or otherwise known
as UMass.
Akron is 134. Ball State and Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's the bottom five.
Four of those five are in the MAC. But watch MACtion come November. Those Wednesday games in snow just hit different.
That's MAC and MACtion.
MACtion. When it's 0-9 Akron versus 0-10 Kent State, you're going to want to be there.
Yeah. You throw out the records in that one.
No, you don't.
That's what Carter just said.
You want to throw out the records.
Tuesday, November 11th, Kent State plays at Akron at 6:30 p.m.
I'll be tuned in. I know long-term it's going to be a bigger issue for Texas Tech, perhaps. But short-term, bigger issue for Alabama with their running back expected to miss the opener against Florida State or Texas Tech. The USC transfer, I believe, Quentin Joyner, tore his ACL in a scrimmage and will miss the season.
I will say in the short term, it's definitely Alabama because Jam Miller, the player who's going to miss their opening game against Florida State, was one of their better offensive, one of their better running backs last year. So you'd already seen him at Alabama. Quentin Joyner at Texas Tech going to miss the season. That's very unfortunate. I guess just because he's a transfer, you expect him to come in and make a difference, but he could come in and stink. So, like,
okay.
I'm going to say just right now, it's definitely Alabama, but they're still going to beat Florida State by, I think they're 13.5-point favorites right now. I would expect Alabama to cover that, even on the road.
Is there a particular trip you've made for college football that you would recommend to people? Like, over the years, you've made trips to presidential museums, by the way, if you want to know something about Carter. And
college presidents.
Been to eight.
And college football trips. Is there anything you would recommend for the college football?
Well, obviously Oklahoma, because that's where I went to school. But if I'm not being a homer, it is BYU. That was a stadium I'd always wanted to go to because living here in Texas, like I love our view of downtown Dallas, but we don't have mountains. So I think mountains are the most incredible thing in the world. So when we went to Salt Lake City and we drove...
I exist and you think mountains are the most incredible thing in the world.
Ouch. You are not as incredible as a mountain.
This is like CD and George Pickens. This is 1A, 1B, right?
Okay, I appreciate
that. But when you go like south of the airport in Salt Lake City and you see like the snow-capped mountains, I told my friend, I'm like, you might have to take the wheel because I can't stop staring at these. So BYU Stadium, there are mountains in the background. And it is just such a unique view. Have a football game like with, you know, just mountains in the distance and rain and clouds cascading off of them. It was an incredible thing to go see. And I think, you know, Utah Stadium in Salt Lake City is the same way. So either of those, but I've been to BYU's. I thought it was awesome.
I used to think Cascade was only a dishwashing detergent. And then I found out it was a real word. But also one of the coolest campuses I've ever seen, Kevin, is definitely Pepperdine. The one when we are in Oxnard and that thing sits over Malibu and you're just like, oh my gosh. Because there's mountains, you know, connected. Mountains are cool.
You'll concede you're not as good as a mountain, right?
I don't know if I want to.
1A, 1B. But is Corey A or B?
Exactly.
Maybe he's C. His first name is
C. I kind of like the mystery in that.
Well, you know what? I was about to say thanks for joining us, Carter.
You got it, man.
I was about to say.
But you just said it. You just said it.
Thanks for joining us,
take backsies.
I rescind.
Carter, anything? Oh, that's right. You don't come on the radio.
Oh my gosh.
Any day I can prove Gavin Dawson wrong.
Holy crap.
You're welcome.
I told you I always thought there was a beef between them.
All right. Coming up next, Daring of the Grievances with the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
There's a swing and there's a drive. Deep right center field. That's way back and that is gone. A leadoff home run for Mike Yastrzemski gives the Royals a quick 1-0 lead.
Another tough Rangers loss, which you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing pretty good, Heggie. How about you?
I'm doing well. Now, Corey, and I understand why we got to this point, said he feels like he might be one loss away from just being like, this season, let's pack it up. And I know Chris Young gave his kind of speech yesterday on y'all's air about like, we got the guys, we got the time, let's go do it. And then they go out and lose. Where are you guys at on that line of, I love the Rangers, but this might be it?
Yeah, I think that's a great segment idea. I love the Rangers, but yes. And that's exactly where I crossed that threshold last week. And, okay. So this is just a continuation of it. So last night I was just like, yep, that's just kind of what we're doing. Luckily. Yep. Yeah, luckily.
I like that word.
Luckily.
And see why we trust. So he's going to go get, you know, some answers.
Okay.
Answers. And when I'm specifically talking about DH, first base, right field, and catcher.
We've got some spots. What about the rest of y'all?
Yeah. This is pretty much I'm out on the idea that they can make the postseason.
Okay. And have you been there, or was just last night for whatever
no,
reason?
No, it wasn't just last night. I think, I mean, over the course of the last week or so, it's become more and more apparent. And, I mean, even the trades that you made and you were hoping would help bolster some things, you've seen some slippage there. And the bats are just ultimately what they are. This offense is what it is. It's not going to be an offense that can consistently put up the amount of runs that you need in order to, and you got to win a lot of games now in a short period of time. And this is, I mean, the season is, it's not like all of a sudden you've seen the bottom drop out. They've been this team all season. This is who they've been. You get a random few games here, few games there, nice little stretch going into the trade deadline, whatever. But otherwise, this is just who they are. So it's unfortunate, but it's not a playoff team.
I think, Kevin, last week I said 2-5 would be the thing that would send me to that on this road trip.
2-5.
Yeah, I was like, and I feel like we're one loss away from just, that's it. Like, you know, the loss tonight would send me into that. Nope, that's it. I'm done. White flag. Like, I can't do it anymore.
It's Dunsky because now the pitchers are starting to show fatigue.
Yeah.
And I think that it was an excellent breakdown in the post game from Mike, and then Dave got in there and they covered, not only is it physical, it's mental, and you've been in so many close games and you've been in so many high leverage situations.
It wears you out.
And we're talking starters to the bullpen. And I mean, recently this week, everyone's been wanting to jump and be like, oh, the bullpen, it stinks, blah, blah, blah. Look, it is all on the offense. You cannot be consistently put in a situation where, oh my gosh, we give up one run and now we've screwed the entire game. Like, can the bats do a damn thing? And I know this past week on Friday night, they actually finally got insurance and it didn't work. That's okay. When you look at like the 20 plus games that they've lost and the blown saves or whatever it is, a lot of that, I think the offense needs to take the brunt of that criticism.
Yeah.
But to me, I just don't think this thing's salvaging itself anymore, because I you can't rely on the offense. To Eric's point, we've seen it in just certain spurts. There's been no consistency. But now I think you're going to start to see the arms just aren't going to be able to carry you like they were, because we're just in the dog days of summer here at the end of the season, and I think they're just exhausted.
I'm to that point where I'm going to let them play until they say they're out.
Okay.
I'm gonna take the approach of, I didn't believe they could hit. I never believed the bats were going to come around. And then they came around. So I said, okay, I'm going to give them a chance. And then Dawson asked us the other day, are we in or are we out? And I said, I'm going to stay in. And I'm going to stay in just because.
They've lost 3 of 4 since then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
But I'm going to stay in just because I think.
Hold that line, Brian. You can do
it. No.
It's really what
CY said yesterday, though.
What did he say?
Well, it just kind of what he was talking about. Hey, you know, he was kind of saying that it's not about the talk anymore. It's about going out and doing things. It's about, you know, the executions and all those things that guys say. But I've kind of been there with him, you know, and that's why I asked the question, because when you feel like that nobody else believes.
Yeah.
Everybody in the organization has to believe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the approach of a former front office guy and say, I'm buying in what the general manager and the executive vice president of baseball operations is telling me to do. So I'm going to stay with him until they say we're eliminated. And then I'll figure out next year.
And that's what we were saying earlier. I think Chris Young believes everything he says to you guys.
I think he truly does. I think he honestly does, and he's just looking for people to go with him.
Yes.
And right now his players are looking like they're not going with him.
Yeah.
You know, and that I think, but he I'm gonna go with him because I do, like Dawson says, I trust what he's trying to do. He tried to help this baseball team at the trade deadline. I just think the value of a bat was too much for him.
Yeah.
And I think it was, and so the pitching was the next best thing. It's a shame that, that you know. And the thing I appreciate about him is he'll fall on the sword for the whole thing.
He will.
You know, if this thing ends up poorly and it doesn't get into the playoffs, he'll say I'm the one. He'll stand up there and say I'm the reason why. And I'm gonna go with him just because I know he'll fall on the sword if that's the case.
I notice a win now culture across most fan bases, all sports. Are you ever surprised the amount of text? At least I see. I don't know if y'all see the same or stuff on social media where, for people who are like Chris Young and Bochy have to go. Like that amazes me.
I see it a lot with Bochy.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
I've seen it too much. Yeah, and that's what I hope this season doesn't end this way because I'd rather not.
He'll leave before you get rid of him.
I agree.
He'll say, "Listen, see why I'm not the guy. Go ahead and get your handpicked guy to come in here and do this, and maybe he can figure some things out." But I could say it. He'll leave before you let him go.
I mean, the only thing you could say is maybe you need a younger guy to totally change the focus, but there's no right answers.
I thought that was way about with Woody, though. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've gone through the older, baseball lifer guy, you know, Bannister.
There's no way you can actually move on from Boach. He's goated. His resume is outstanding.
Yeah.
He's your World Series guy. But I just wonder, like, after 2 years of struggling to hit your potential, if instead of a grandpa, you had, like, a fit younger guy getting in people's faces would maybe help a little bit, or I'd at least be curious about that.
No, it's always strange when you try and hire these guys. Did you get the right guy? You got the right guy. I just think that Boach won't make CY fire him. He won't do that to CY. I think he really respects CY that, listen, hey, in a way I let you down here. And then CY will say, no, man, you brought us a championship. You got us over the hump. You did something they haven't done around here for a long time. Please don't walk out of here. But I don't think Boach will make CY let him go. But is it a younger guy?
It's just Skip Shoemaker.
Skip.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He doesn't want the job.
It's just a fiery personality, man.
Yeah.
They need somebody with a little bit of an edge from a personality standpoint because they don't have players in the clubhouse that have it.
Pendulum swings back and forth.
Yeah.
But we'll get there whenever they tell us they're done.
Well, they're going to tell us.
They'll tell us, all right?
They need a ball sack is what they need.
I'm just, like I say, I'm just believing in the general manager in it because I'm going to ride with him. And if he says we're done, and I'll believe him, and I'll move on.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Hagee, thanks for asking. We will have Cowboys practice going on, and we'll have reports throughout the day. But Krusty's Corner at 3:40 is your one-stop shop.
Yeah. I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say luckfully, Kevin.
Luckfully. I like that word.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.